guys. Mark Craven here. It's been a while since I recorded a podcast. I think, coming up over a year and a half, probably, since I did my last one. The last one was for my book release for Blog Book Volume 1. Blog Book Volume 2 just came out, so I guess I'm due. I guess I'm right on time, if you think about it. So let me get down to it. You know, when I started this podcast, I started with, I just did it on my phone using Anchor. I still upload the podcast using Anchor, but as far as recording, I was sitting in my car and that was it. I was just sitting in my car and recording straight into my phone. Now I have, you know, a beautiful, wonderful girlfriend, Erin, and we have a little baby on the way. We're on our way to getting engaged and married and all those great things. So it's exciting. But what Erin did is she bought me a microphone for Christmas, a Blue Yeti to be specific. And so now I'm recording through Audacity and I got the microphone set up. However, there's still some things that need fixed, like, you know, where I'm recording right now, there's hardwood floor. There's not a lot of soundproofing around me. So it's not going to sound perfect yet, but you know, you can't wait until your ducks are in a line to reach perfection. You can't wait. Well, you're never going to reach perfection, and there are no ducks. I talk about there not being any ducks in the blog I recently wrote called The Dad I Didn't Have. So if you get a chance, go check that out. That's actually been my most popular blog, which is kind of cool. That was a good one to write. And, you know, it seems when you get personal and you really share your story, that's what connects with people. So that's why, and that's how I've always been. I've always written lyrics. You know, when I was young, I wrote poetry. And when I say young, like a kid, like 12, 11, 13, 10, you know, I would write poetry. I would write short stories. And then when I started the band, you know, I wrote the lyrics and, you know, lately the books and things. So, but I've always written in a way that was transparent. I've always written in a way that is just what's in my heart, you know, and that's how I've always written lyrics and poetry. That's how I wrote music when I was singing in the band. And that's how I write the books that I do now. And that's how I do these podcasts also. It's all what's in my heart. So that's where I'm going today. That's what I'm doing today with this. And I actually don't have anything scripted for this. You know, I know it's been a while since I've done a podcast, and usually I like to interview people and have, you know, I've had friends on in the past, like my friend Lux. Definitely go listen to some of the previous podcasts. They're pretty interesting, not because of me, but because of the guests that I had on. My friend Lux, who is an electronic dance music EDM musician, and you know, she's out there killing it. And I have a friend, Pastor Dave, who was on. There's some cool stuff out there, so go give it a listen. But yeah, like I said, usually I would have, you know, a script and interview questions and kind of know where the conversation was headed. Today I do have an idea of where the conversation's gonna go, but I haven't really ironed it out or, you know, been very well organized with it. And I think essentially what I'm going to blame that on is obviously this pandemic that we all find ourselves in right now. You know, COVID-19 is, you know, everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows what's going on. And, you know, it's affected everybody differently. And this isn't a podcast. I'm not going to, you know, go drone on and on about COVID-19 or get into politics surrounding it or even the biology surrounding it or, you know, anything like that. I'm really just talking about my experience in this lockdown and, you know, how my routine has changed so much. So I'm so into my routine and I'm so, you know, scheduled with waking up, going to work, you know, squeezing as much as I can in the day, starting at 5 a.m., you know, at Starbucks and, you know, reading, writing, from there, you know, going to the gym and then, you know, working on my books and doing different things like that. But I have these routines and, you know, these things that just kind of keep me going. So once we were on this lockdown, you know, the thing that really started to bother me was I would see, you know, oh, well, now's the time that you can take that time and write that book. And now's the time that you can, you know, do this project you've been wanting to do and all these things. But, you know, I did not find myself motivated to do anything, especially at first. Now that it's been, you know, over a month, I mean, you kind of get a little used to things, but not, you know, definitely not where I was. But especially at first, I mean, I just could not get my head right. I could not get myself motivated or in any way to, you know, do the things that I knew I had to do. So, you know, and then I started feeling like, well, what's wrong with me? Why is, you know, I mean, I don't need a quarantine to write a book. I've written, you know, 6 books without a quarantine. So, you know, shouldn't I be motivated? Shouldn't I be able to do this? And also the other thing is, you know, the gym is such an important thing to me. I actually have 2 friends that have my 2 friends are married and they have a personal gym in their basement, which they let me go over and use. And I do take advantage of it, and I've utilized it, and I'm so thankful to Tony and CT for letting me get over there and use that. But, you know, there's no contact with anyone, and I don't see them actually. Like, I punch a code in to the garage, and, you know, I punch it in with a Clorox wipe and open the doors with Clorox wipes. I wipe everything down. I don't see anybody, you know, blah, blah, blah. So taking all of the precautions, but having this one piece that I know if I don't exert this energy, you know, I deal with anxiety and depression, and that stuff sits right in your chest. So if I don't exercise and work out, then I can't be around myself. So, you know, I'm very thankful that I have that opportunity. But the thing that I find is, you know, even though I have that opportunity and I do take advantage of it and I do go there and I, you know, I put in work, I'm not motivated. And there's days where I do a little bit and I just walk away. And it sucks because I'm like, man, I have this opportunity. Why can't I get my head in the right place to do this? Right. And, you know, for me, like I said, I'm a very routine person, but I'm also very people oriented, and I love being around people, and I love spending time in, you know, cafes and bookstores and, you know, going to the gym and things. I mean, I go there, you know, I don't talk the whole time I'm there, but I do talk to people and connect with people. And to me, that's part of the experience. And that's part of why I love it so much, you know, and that's what motivates me. When I go, you know, when I go to the gym and, you know, I have all my friends around and, you know, when Eric's trying to do something crazy and Chris is trying to lift something crazy, you know, or they see me on the Stairmaster and they think I'm crazy because I'm on it for, you know, an hour. You know, it's just, you know why you're there. And that's how I've always been. You know, when I went back to school in 2008 to try it out, I found that I couldn't study at home. I had to go to Barnes & Noble and I had to go to Starbucks Cafe. Like, I had to go to those places to sit down and study where other people were studying because it would motivate me. I would see other people there, you know, just going towards the same goal that I'm going towards, running towards the same thing. So it, you know, it inspired me and it motivated me. Even if we weren't, you know, I was friends with people that were in med school. I was friends with people that were, you know, all over the place doing different things, but we all wanted to attain some goal, some academic goal, and we were all running after that. So, you know, I built these relationships and just saw these people, and you knew why they were there and they were working, and they saw you there and they knew why you were there and you were working. And, you know, eventually you get done. And, you know, 5 years later, I, you know, got a degree, and I kept going there though. So I would go there and I started a tutoring business that I, you know, did online from my computer, and I did it all there. I did it all in Barnes & Noble Cafe, and I wrote my first book there, and then I wrote every book there or at Starbucks. So to me, it's a place where I go and I'm very productive because I know why I'm there. And, you know, it helps to see other people that are also productive doing similar things. So, you know, that's been hard for me. You know, that piece has been really difficult for me, and it's the exact same thing with the gym. Going to the gym and seeing other people there. We all know why we're there. We're trying to do, you know, we all have different goals and different things in mind that we're running after. And we influence each other and we inspire each other. And we, you know, it just helps, you know, because even when things were, you know, before this, like, you know, to be successful in anything, you just always have to do things that you don't feel like doing. So when you, if you wait to feel like going to the gym before you go to the gym, you're never going to go to the gym. If you feel like doing your homework or reading this book or studying or doing something, if you wait to feel like doing that, you're never, ever going to do it. Like, cause that just never happens really. Like, we're naturally just, I want to sit on a couch, eat pizza, and watch Netflix. Like, that's our natural state, right? That's just where we want to be. But if we stay like that too long, then we start losing our damn mind. And we have this, you know, again, anxiety sitting in our chest that we're not burning out because we're not doing anything. But we don't feel like doing those things. We know we have to, but we don't feel like it. You're always able to push through those barriers, especially when you're around people. And some people don't need that, and that's awesome. Some people, you know, they can do their home workout. They have a home gym. They kill it. They do their work at home. They study at home. They write, anything. They're good. They're good at home. But for me, that is not how I have operated the last, 12 years. I mean, the last 12 years I've, been going to cafes to do all my work, whether it's schoolwork or whether it's, anything, business or writing books, blogs. If Barnes & Noble was open, I'd be editing this podcast from there right now, so it's that part has been really difficult for me. And I have overcome parts of it, but at the end of the day, I'm just really not enjoying this. And I know nobody is. So I don't want to sound like I'm not grateful, because I am grateful, because I am able to work from home, and I do have I have an income coming in, and thank God. I mean, we're blessed that we have those things. And we're okay right now, because a lot of people aren't. And, my heart is going out to them, and, prayers out to everybody that's being affected with this, economically speaking. But then, of course, people that are being affected with their health. Thankfully, again, me and Aaron, we're healthy, and I am thankful for these things. And I have a lot of friends that are in the exact same boat as me. We're working from home. We have an income. We're able to do many of the things we were able to do before this. But it's just, it's just really wearing us down. It's really wearing me down, to just be the person that I usually am, to be the person that, just is eating up books and reading and, just going after these goals and having sort of a clear mind while I'm doing it. So, I really wanted to share today, not too long, just about, it's okay. To all my really super ambitious people out there, to all my friends that want to conquer the whole damn world, like, I'm with you. I want to go after it too. I want the same thing. But maybe we just don't feel like it because, we're on lockdown. We can't leave our house. So, that's okay. Like I said a little bit ago, I did allude to the fact that, you start getting used to the way things are. Every day I at least go out and walk or run and jog. I'm definitely a jogger. I'm not a runner. There's a difference. And, I definitely still go out and do all those things, but I am getting more comfortable being at home, and I am getting more comfortable doing work from home, because I have always been, just a nomad. I mean, it's for as long as I can remember. My mom moved to California when I was 15. I lived with my aunt until she passed away when I was 18. And then I just lived at different friends' houses, forever. And even when I'd have my own places and things, I just was never home. So it's that part's been difficult for me. But I'm getting more comfortable with it, I've spent more time with Erin, and her and I don't want to kill each other. So that's, that's nice. And, you kind of realize, like, okay, I made the right, decision in a partner, because I don't want to murder this person. They don't want to kill me. So we're in good shape there. And, you know, just finding new ways to do the things that are important. I'm finishing a master's right now at the University of Pittsburgh in higher education management, essentially just college leadership. And, you know, I had absolutely zero desire to finish the final paper and the final presentation and the final exam, you know, for both of these classes that I was taking. But, you know, I pulled it out, I got it done, and, you know, I passed. I mean, I did, you know, I did fine. Two more semesters to go, and you guys can all call me Master Craven from here on out. But, you know, and reading, you know, like I still wake up, even though, I mean, I don't obviously don't have to, but I still wake up every day at 5 or 6 and I make, you know, coffee, my French press, and sit down and read, you know. Some days I'm more productive in reading than others, and that's okay. I mean, that's even when things were normal. So, you know, I still am keeping that going. And then with writing, I've, you know, set a goal, you know, I've set like a quiet goal to myself to release a blog at least once a week, you know, so at least Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, I want to have a new blog out. And, you know, I've been doing that for a few weeks. So I think, you know, one of the secrets to maintaining a bit of sanity in all of this is to maintain something of a schedule that is reminiscent of what you had before, you know, and to still do, you know, there are certain things, there's a few things that, you know, are very important for you to do, and you have to somehow do them. You may not be doing it and functioning at the level that you were functioning at before, but that's got to be okay. All right, do you know why that's got to be okay? Because we're in a fucking global pandemic, so it's okay. Give yourself some grace. It's all right. Cut yourself some slack and, you know, eat the Cheetos, watch some Netflix, watch a few movies, but then read a little bit, start getting yourself into a little bit of a routine with certain things, and it's going to help. I mean, it's helping me, you know, and I say helping because it's what I'm currently doing. And it is. Even, you know, getting this podcast off the ground again. Like I said in the beginning, you know, I know the sound quality is not going to be what I wanted it to be, but one step at a time, getting there, you know, you can't have everything perfect all at once. So I'd rather put out something that's, you know, got heart, but maybe not such great quality, and instead of not putting out anything at all. And again, even doing that, even sitting here and like getting this microphone set up to sit down and figure this out to record a new podcast and, you know, kind of just see if I had anything to say. You may be like, no, you didn't have anything to say. You're just talking shit. But you know, this it took a lot, you know, and that's okay too. Like it took a lot for me to finish those two classes I was in for that master's. It took a lot for me, even blog. So I said at the beginning, Blog Book Volume 2 came out. Oh my God. I mean, I finished that book. I finished it months before I actually released it. It just sat there because I just didn't have it in me. You know, I just couldn't pull myself together mentally or emotionally just to get it done. So but then I did, you know. So it's like you give yourself some grace and then you pick yourself up and you just do it, you know, and you get through it. And you know, this isn't going to last forever. Your depression isn't going to last forever if you're doing things to, you know, work on it. Your anxiety isn't going to last forever. Just bad things don't last forever, you know. Life is good and bad. So we're all walking through something right now, and it is absolutely worse for a lot of people than others. It's affected everybody differently, you know, but either way, it's not been fun for anybody. So we're walking through this thing. I know we'll get through this thing. Bad times have, you know, they come to pass. They haven't come to stay. So we just got to keep our heads up and, like I said, have some reminiscence of a previous schedule, if that's what we were good with, just to keep doing the things that were important to us and that are important to us. And, you know, we'll be sitting back in the cafes in no time, and we'll be hitting the gym in no time too. So hopefully I didn't keep you too long. Hopefully I made sense. You know, you guys feel free to subscribe to the podcast. I really love doing these things. I love having people on, so I'm sure that I'll, you know, do that again too. But again, I just wanted to sit down and do this thing because it's been a little while. So we're back, though, the Craven Effect in full effect. All right, everyone, take care, and you know, let's just keep doing this thing. We got it. See ya.